Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
After its year-long investigation into the crash, Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with some Mozart. The English Chamber Orchestra, violinist Joshua Bell and conductor Peter Mock, with a rondo for violin and orchestra in C, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson with more classical music for you on a Thursday afternoon. Our main performance, given this hour by the BBC Philharmonic and violinist Tasman Little. An English violin concerto, a superb piece from composer Ernest John Moran. That's on the way here on KPR. That and much more until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org. So we just heard music of Mozart. What we'll hear next is a piece somewhat indirectly inspired by Mozart. It's from American composer Alan Avanis, who back in the 1930s liked to get together with friends for evenings at his home where they would sight-read music. On one occasion where they played a chamber version of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, Avanis became interested in writing a string quartet of his own, which he called Jupiter, in honor of Mozart's last symphony. The style, however, is quite dramatically different from that of Mozart, infused with that ethereal mystery that Alan Avanis had a penchant for. We'll hear Jupiter, String Quartet No. 1, with the Shanghai String Quartet on KPR. The Shanghai String Quartet and music by composer Alan Avanis. Opus 8, his String Quartet No. 1, known as his Jupiter Quartet, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:25. Thanks for being with us for classical music on a Thursday afternoon. There's much more still to come. We've got music till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz, showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at FolleyTheater.org. And Eagle's Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges to the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. We're ready to bring you now the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and music from a 20th century English composer by the name of Ernest John Moran, who once commented that his whole musical and creative outlook was entirely bound up with the countryside. He was a contemporary of Ray Vaughan Williams, and like him, he liked to collect English folk song and write music about the beauty of the landscape. The concerto that we'll hear next, composed in 1942, was written while he was making a series of visits to Ireland, and it reflects the beauty of County Derry. His violin concerto, Andrew Davis, leads the BBC Philharmonic with violinist Tasman Little on KPR.
Thank you.
composed in 1942. The Violin Concerto by composer Ernest John Moran, performed by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, and the violin was played by Tasman Little, today on Kansas Public Radio. Be with us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 400 points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The brass players of the ensemble Tafel Musik there with a series of brass duets, music composed by Heinrich Ignatz Franz Bieber, here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and I have some more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. Between now and 3 p.m., the Hartley Trio will bring us an English fantasy trio from composer John Ireland. And we'll have along as well the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra for the great Johann Sebastian Bach, and the 6th Brandenburg Concerto. That and much more still to come. Classical music continues here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com. The BBC Philharmonic and conductor Andrew Davis are back with another English symphonic suite, more of a symphonic poem, by composer Gustav Holst this time, a composer who, among other things, had somewhat out of an interest in Sanskrit literature, and the piece that we'll hear was inspired directly from it. This music tells the story of Indra, the Hindu god of thunder, in his battle with the dragon god Vrita for the sake of the world. We'll hear Indra with the BBC Philharmonic on KPR. Composed in 1906, a symphonic poem by Gustav Holst. Inspired by Sanskrit literature, we heard Indra with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Still to come is the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, conductor Gerard Schwartz, and music by Bach, the 6th Brandenburg Concerto. That's coming up here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1, with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. According to our updated weather forecast, the red flag warning that had been in effect for much of the KPR listening area is now under effect for the entire KPR listening area through, looks like, Friday evening. Temperatures are around 91 on the KU campus at the moment, with 35-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Very dry, very breezy, and very warm out there. Use extreme caution with or avoid altogether any outdoor burning. Tonight we should have some precipitation. There's about a 70% chance of showers for this evening. Thunderstorms look like they're possible as well. That's expected mainly very late tonight and overnight. Tomorrow is a cloudy day, breezy, and a high of 57. Next on KPR, we're with the Hartley Trio. We've got a fantasy trio in A minor from English composer John Ireland next on KPR. Thank you. listening there to a fantasy trio in A minor from English composer John Ireland with the Hartley Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. I do apologize for the interruption that occurred during the performance of that piece. Looks like there was a little power spike up here at the station. Shouldn't happen again. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio here on a Thursday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges to the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. We're ready to bring in the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Gerard Schwartz, and we'll close the program with a well-recognizable piece by Johann Sebastian Bach, the 6th Brandenburg Concerto in B-flat major, next on KPR. And so ends Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in B-flat major, music by Bach, played by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, led by conductor Gerard Schwartz here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 3 o'clock. All things considered from NPR News is ahead. Later on tonight, you've got Classics Live at 7 p.m. Classical music with Kay McIntyre. That'll be from 8 to 9. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me as always. Hope you enjoy today's classical music. There'll be more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen to us online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100, on Sunday, commemorating the jazz musician's lasting legacy. Tickets at follytheater.org. It's 3 o'clock.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors. Located at 724 Massachusetts Street, more at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 95 in Topeka. It's 306.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. And you can listen through your app as well. We have a version for iOS. We have a version for Android, wherever you get your apps. Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. Then, why certain airports, including San Francisco International Airport, aren't having so much trouble with lines for the TSA. As I understand it, Kansas City as well. Tell you the reasons why. Then, birds are in trouble. Their numbers are declining at a steady rate.
An article from Science Magazine said that bird numbers are declining even faster than previously believed.
That's no good. A commentary for the birds and for those who love them. Rex Buchanan coming up in just about 20 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100 on March 29th commemorating the jazz musician's lasting legacy. Tickets at folletheater.org.
KPR Spring Membership Drive starts tomorrow morning. You can help us get off to a strong start with what we call the Power Breakfast. Your pledge is matched dollar for dollar, so double the value of your pledge. Your $50 pledge becomes $100. You can do the math. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., it's KPR's Power Breakfast, jamming a whole day's worth of fundraising into just 90 minutes.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 3:20.
Super News.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he's not running for president, but he's clearly given a lot of thought to the challenges President Trump's successor will face.
I think that Donald Trump has been a fantastic vessel for the frustration. He's just not a vehicle for the solution.
Wes Moore on the qualities he wants to see in the next president on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Thanks for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. Up next, we have news headlines. I'll tell you about the weather. Bottom line, it's hot and it's dry. What that could mean for us this weekend, it's 3:30.
A crackdown, a U.S.-based human rights group says, killed at least 7,000 Iranians. The besieged also have set up new checkpoints, checkpoints Israel says it has been bombing.
That's Emily Fang reporting. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas lawmakers have voted to end a decades-old program that provides in-state tuition at public colleges for some immigrants who lack full legal status. Since 2004, those students have been eligible for tuition benefits if they spent 3 years at a Kansas high school and got their diploma or GED. The proposal to end the program divided Republicans. State Senator Tim Schallenberger was one of the GOP lawmakers who stood against the change.
These youth that have gone through our high schools will just not go to college. And that's not making Kansas a better place. It's not making them better people.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is likely to veto the bill. It did not pass with the two-thirds majorities that would be needed to override such a veto. Trees are taking over prairie land across the Great Plains, and that is leading to an increase in woodland mice. When trees and shrubs take over, white-footed mice become the main mouse species in that area instead of the deer mice of the prairie. The number of mice in the area also doubles. And there's one other important change. Here's Andrew Hope, an evolutionary ecologist at Kansas State University.
What we're finding is that the mice that occur in the woodland habitats have many more ticks on them than the mice that occur in the grassland habitats.
This could have an effect on human health. K-State researchers are now planning to study which diseases the white-footed mice are carrying. Two tick-related diseases that are on the rise or predicted to increase in the Great Plains include alpha-gal syndrome and Lyme disease. A red flag warning us of extreme grassland fire dangers in effect through this evening for Brown Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waupunsee counties. Very low relative humidity, warm temperatures up in the mid-90s, and a wind advisory until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for Chase, Greenwood, and Marion counties. The entire KPR listening area will be under an extreme grassland fire danger warning tomorrow, noon to 9 p.m., and a fire weather watch Saturday morning through Saturday evening. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR
are built deliberately by people and can be modified to be less affirming.
But at the same time, I think maybe the biggest recommendation is to not use AI to substitute conversations that you would be having with other people.
Especially the tough conversations. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Birds, I am sorry to say, are in trouble. Their numbers are declining even faster than scientists had imagined. Experts are pointing to several causes, including habitat loss. A recent excursion to South America prompted commentator Rex Buchanan to think a lot more about our feathered friends and what we can do to help them.
When I was growing up out in the middle of Kansas, one of the birds that I could easily identify was a killdeer. It had a call that sounded, at least to my ear, just like its name. And because I'm moderately colorblind, a mostly black and white bird made it easy to identify. Plus, it had some unusual behaviors. Killdeer make their nests on the ground. If you get close to a nest, the mother killdeer acts injured, like it has a broken wing, say, and moves away from the nest in an attempt to lure you away. A few years ago, a killdeer made a nest in the gravel in the middle of the driveway at my mother's house, and for a few weeks, she warned visitors that they darn sure needed to drive around that nest if they wanted to come visit her. All of that is probably why I was glad to see an ordinary garden variety killdeer when I was on a birdwatching trip in South America a few weeks ago. It landed in a rice field, hard on the border between Ecuador and Peru. Now, I'm not a hardcore birder. Almost all the other birds we saw, like toucans and spectacularly colored hummingbirds, those were new and exotic to me. Spotting the killdeer, though, was like seeing an old friend from back home. Now, some killdeer are pretty much permanent residents of southern Kansas and don't migrate south in the winter. But killdeer in the northern half of the state, including where I grew up in central Kansas, do make that trip. As a kid, I never gave much thought to where those birds went in the wintertime. They were around in the summer, then they were gone. I didn't know where. Now I do. This is the time of year when birds migrate back from the south to the north. We're all pretty familiar with big birds that are signs of spring, like geese and sandhill cranes, but millions and millions of smaller birds also make that trip north, like the killdeer. These are small, slight birds, weighing only 3 or 4 ounces, about the same as a stick of butter. They make that long trip back to the north in only a few grueling days. I came back from South America to this news. An article from Science magazine said that bird numbers are declining even faster than previously believed. A few years ago, scientists said that total bird numbers had decreased by 30% since 1970. This new article said that that population decline is getting worse, especially for certain species in certain environments, including grasslands. This new study blamed much of the decline on intensive agriculture, probably related to pesticides and herbicides, and the destruction of habitat. And when the birds migrate, our buildings and outdoor lighting make their lives even harder. The folks at Cornell University's ornithology department say you can help birds during their spring migration by turning off your porch lights at night, keeping cats indoors, reducing pesticide use. And even if you're a casual birder like me, pay attention to the birds that are moving through. Coming home is tough enough for the birds. Let's make it a little easier.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, an author, and a bird lover. He's also director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He lives in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies, too, all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where, believe it or not, you can make a pledge of support to this radio station, whichever one of the KPR radio stations you're listening to. Just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, Iran has rejected President Trump's 15-point plan to end the war and set forth a number of its own demands under which it would agree to stop fighting.
Guarantees that the war wouldn't come back. They also want sanctions relief. They want reparations for what's happened.
Well, we'll find out what the odds of any of that happening are coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
It is dry. It is warm. There is a lot of fire danger. Even if you are not personally covered by today's red flag warning, burning outdoors is really not a good idea. Check with your local county extension office, local emergency management. I am confident they will tell you this is not your best idea. Also, a wind advisory in effect until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for Chase, Greenwood, and Marion counties. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Your news, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Scott.
From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he is not now running for president, but he's clearly given a lot of thought to the challenges the next president will face. His views on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news, a terrific way to start off your day. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.